Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, bright and early with you this morning at a little after 5 a.m., talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Brian Farlow is our producer and call screener this morning. Nothing gets by Brian except, well, occasionally something gets by Brian, but not very, very often, because Brian's been doing this for a long, long time, and he's very experienced at it. But he is a friendly voice on the phone when you call this morning, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Talk about anything you want to talk about this morning. A lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of stuff. General Assembly is in session. Oyster poachers are running rampant. We've got an event coming up here on the 16th of February, which is a Thursday, 16, 17, 18, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation Outdoors and Hunting Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott Inn. We're going to be telling you more about that later, but make plans for that. That week, 16th, 17th, and 18th, a lot of great exhibits, guides and outfitters from all over the country and all over the world, really. Wonderful auctions and silent auctions. And we're about the only place you're going to hear about it. So stand by. If you like to hunt, you like to, you know, do like a mini guide and outfitter show, not like that giant mess up in Harrisburg. They're a good sponsor and a great show, but I mean, you know, you wade through hundreds of outfitters to get to the one that you might want to see. Well, coming right down here to the Hunt Valley Marriott the weekend after the Harrisburg show, we've got a lot of guides and outfitters from Africa and Central Asia and out in the Rocky Mountains and all around the world. And you can go and see that. There's artists and taxidermists and all kinds of displays. Well, and again, we'll tell you more about that. If you can't wait, you absolutely have to find out more right now about it. Just go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. And there is a great big logo right on the front there that's the Eastern Chapter Wild Sheep Foundation. Click on that logo. That'll take you right to the show program. I'll tell you all about it. So we welcome a new sponsor here, at least for a couple weeks, the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. What do you think about that? Pretty cool, huh? Yep, pretty cool. That's what I'm saying. Perch are running. Big yellow perch are running. They're not spawning yet, but they're in a pre-spawn mode, and they're eating everything inside, especially grass shrimp and, you know, bull minis and night crawlers and all that stuff that you can throw at them. Hot spots around the area, you know, are the typical perch hot spots. You can go on the DNR website, and I'm sure some folks on the Angler's Log have already posted. And there are some perch fishing hot spots on there. If you put that in the search engine on the DNR website, and you can find out all about that. But we're hearing great reports about a lot of perch fishing. So there we go. Where do we want to start? Well, we'll start with your phone calls if you want. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, we'd love to talk about it with you. And anything at all. Trout stocking is underway. All the mild weather has allowed us to start trout stocking here in Maryland. Trout season right around the corner, the end of March. And the guys are out putting those fish in, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that too. I am putting up my email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be more than glad to take your emails too. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's right. Now let's see what we've got going on here in the news. Here's the latest press release from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we'll see what we've got there. Let that load. And, we're not going to talk about that, but we will talk about this. We didn't tell you this last week, but, you know, various times we talk about people who've broken the law here, and Natural Resources Police decided to put that on the website, name names, and we, you know, it's public record. So we just help them out here by naming some of these guys. And Maryland Natural Resources Police, NRP, charged five watermen on three boats, power dredging for oysters in the Tangier Sound Oyster Sanctuary. This was on the 20th of January. An NRP officer aboard a Maryland State Police helicopter saw eight commercial boats powered dredging for oysters within the sanctuary waters. The officer was able to identify and plot locations of three of the boats before they scattered. Among the other commercial vessels working outside the sanctuary. Eight commercial boats, power dredging in a closed sanctuary. They caught up with three of them. NRP charged the following individuals with oystering in an oyster sanctuary. John Earhart, the third, 32 years old, and Jason Abbott, 30, both Princess Anne, aboard Miss Terry. David Wheatley, 47, from Deal Island, and Stephen Webster, or Stephen Webster, 58, from Winona, aboard the Just Faith, and Daniel Benton, 49, from Deal Island, aboard Chantilly Lace, under Governor Martin O'Malley's leadership. Under Governor Martin O'Malley's leadership. Increased law enforcement is part of an overall effort to deter poaching and toughen penalties for those who violate fishing laws in Maryland. Under the Fisheries Management Reform Act of 2007, a noteworthy part of this effort is the launch of fresh enforcement initiatives and enhancements, including the installation of a network of radar and camera units, GPS units on boats, to assist the NRP in monitoring sensitive areas that are prone to poaching. DNR, the Office of the Attorney General, and the District Court of Maryland have also expanded a successful program that sets aside specific days to try only cases dealing with natural resources violations. And then we get this. Let's see here. There's some more violators. February 3rd, Natural Resources Police yesterday, charged five watermen with oyster violations in Dorchester County. Around 9 a.m., NRP observed Brian Grimes, 36 years old, of Chester. Edward E. Grimes, 61, of Stevensville. Mason T. Corsi, 19, of Centerville. Christopher L. Marvel, 19, of Graysonville, illegally diving for oysters in a Hantong area of the Little Chop Tank. The men were charged with catching oysters for commercial purposes by diving in an area reserved for hand-tonging. Officers seized four bushels of oysters and returned them to the water. At 9:30, NRP observed Nelson B. Goslin, 42, of Cambridge, with illegally power dredging for oysters in Fishing Bay. He also had undersized oysters, 14%. You're allowed five. On his boat, NRP charged Goslin Jr. with possession of uncalled and undersized oysters and power dredging in the area reserved for hand tongs. Three bushels were seized and returned. A trial has been set for April 18th in the District Court of Maryland for Dorchester County. Under Governor Martin O'Malley's leadership, da-da-da-da. Oh, we already read that. I thought we read that on the other one. Okay. Well, guys, look, you know where the boundaries are. You know you're not allowed to dive when you're supposed to be hand-tonging. You know you're not supposed to be power dredging where you're allowed hand-tonging. You know you're not supposed to be dredging in the sanctuaries. And you got caught.
Just a good old boy.
Just diving for oysters, sir.
Never meaning no harm.
Power dredging. That's what I'm doing.
Beats all you never saw.
Sanctuary.
Been in trouble with the
what do you mean sanctuary?
They was born.
Them oysters are down there for anybody who wants them.
Straightening the curves. Flattening the hills.
I wonder if the NRP has to
someday
tell them that
the
governor's behind all
them,
this.
But the law
da, 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 da.
Making their way. The only way they know how.
Ah, oyster poachers, man. Bad.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
You know what? Those guys wouldn't know how to catch an oyster if the month didn't have an R in it. I think the governor should change the calendar. This is O'Malley 1, January. This is O'Malley 2, February. This is O'Malley 3, March. See, but you wouldn't put the January, February, March because they have R's in it. So you just number the months. O'Malley 1 through 12. That way, no R's. Oyster poaching, done. What do you think? I'm with you. Well, we'll get back to the DNR here in just a minute. But if you recall last week, we played a little clip of Senator Colburn from the Eastern Shore arguing with our Secretary of Department of Natural Resources, Secretary John Griffin, arguing about the fact that there's an ongoing investigation involving putting GPS units on commercial watermen's boats without their knowledge or permission. And the question remains in Senator Colburn's mind whether or not there was and everybody's mind, whether or not there was a warrant. DNR says there was. Others say, show it. DNR says, ongoing investigation. Don't have to show it. Ongoing investigation. Well, they got a little shout match, and we played that clip last week. We're not going to play it again. So Colburn has come up with a brainstorm, and it's called Senate Bill 443. Now, here's the situation. There's a piece of property on the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay, and to keep a bottom open for watermen to oyster on that bottom, on that oyster bottom, they've got to be able to prove that they can find one oyster, one legal marketable oyster per square meter. Now, it doesn't have to be in the center of that meter by meter, which is almost 40 inches, let's say a square yard. But as long as there's one oyster per average per square meter on that area, then it's open for commercial or what they call public fishing. So they got a spot kind of like that that wasn't up to snuff, and they wanted to lease it for a aquaculture lease. Apparently it was in Senator Colburn's district. He wasn't happy about it. He wanted to leave that one oyster per square meter available for his watermen to go get it, no matter what. They can hand tong it. They can dive on it. They can power dredge it. So he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. We're not going to have any more of this. I'm going to make it easier for our watermen to go out and catch oysters by... Well, what I'll do is I'll just say that if there's a one-inch oyster per square acre, that's enough. Them boys can go out and work them oyster bars if there's one-inch oyster on that acre. One-inch oyster. This is a proposed law. This is in the General Assembly right now. It is Senate Bill 443. Look it up. Well, that simply means that it is a 4,047-fold decrease in the oyster density for declassifying a public shellfishery area to allow leasing. We went from one legal oyster per square meter to one spat on an acre. This is a law, proposed law. One spat on an acre. Go get them, watermen. A density of one-inch oyster per acre is estimated to translate to approximately one market-size oyster for every three oysters. Because if you got an average of four spat for every legal oyster, market-size oyster, one spat for every market-size oyster. So using the senator's formula, it looks like you can get one market-size oyster on 3 acres of bottom. How big's your house? Quarter acre lot? Well, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That would be 12 lots. Watermen would have to fish and power dredge 12 lots for one oyster. Well, it's simple. I mean, it might be impossible for a waterman to make a living, but dredges are the most efficient fishing gear currently used in the bay for oysters. Have efficiency of approximately 10%, and we have the reference on that. Meaning that for every 10 oysters encountered, only one ends up in the dredge. So now you got one marketable oyster per 3 acres. Dredgers are 10% efficient. So that means a dredge boat fishing on grounds where the density is one oyster per 3 acres would have to cover 118,440 acres. To get its daily limit of 12 bushels of oysters. I said 118,440 acres. 185.1 square miles to get its daily bushel of 12, daily limit of 12 bushels of oysters. Go get them, boys. Three times larger than the entire area of remaining oyster quality oyster habitat in the Chesapeake Bay. I'll tell you, this is a great law. I'm telling you, one spat on an acre equals one market size oyster per 3 acres. I can't imagine that the watermen even think this is, you know, doable. I mean, they got to cover 185 square miles to get 12 bushels of oysters per day. Three times larger than the entire area of the remaining quality oyster habitat in Chesapeake Bay. Now, if you work an eight-hour day, and I know some of you watermen work harder than that. I know some of you work, you know, nine-hour days or eight-and-a-half-hour days. But let's just base this on an eight-hour workday. Now, think about this. You guys can talk about this, and you know, in your watermen's meeting if you like. If you work 8 hours a day, this dredge would need to cover 60 million square meters, and that would be 23.1 square miles. Not including transit time between the known oyster bars, fishing vessel would need to travel approximately 4,659 miles per hour to accomplish this six times the speed of sound. Go get them, boys. While you're there, keep your eyes on the air. State police helicopter overhead with an NRP officer might be watching you. Well, let's see here. Did anybody go to the auction last night? Anybody go to the gun auction last night? The Allen & Marshall gun auction? I'm sure if you did, you didn't get home in time to get up for the show. But I'd like to hear from you if you did. Hey, did you ever want to experience a big game hunt to Alaska, Africa, or the Rocky Mountains? I know I do. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation is packed, the Hunt Valley Marriott, with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting Outdoor and Expo, Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott. That's just off I-83, exit 20A, Shawan Road East. Now, this exciting hunting event offers the opportunity to interact with hunting professionals from around the world. Worldwide hunter, master of the obsession quest, my friend Bob Folkrod will be there. Dick and Sam Rohr from Kodiak Island, home of the giant bears. Brian Martin, guide to British Columbia and Central Asia. There are a few of the personalities you can meet. Wild Sheep Foundation Expo also offers a silent auction and live auctions with the chance to bid on one-of-a-kind items. The Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott, Thursday through Saturday, February 16, 17, and 18. Now, you can visit their website, www.ecfnaws. It stands for Eastern Chapter of the Foundation for North American Wild Sheep. It's now known as the Wild Sheep Foundation. Or you can go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com, and click on the logo. And you can get that there for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play.
Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At the tackle shop, I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds, and flutes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, baby. Hey, coming up next hour, we're going to have an interview with Mark Melnick. Now, Mark has a TV show on the World Fishing Network called Real Fishy Jobs. Real, R-E-E-L, Fishy Jobs. And Mark's in town. He's going to talk to us. The website's kind of cool. It's worldfishingnetwork.com/TV/shows/real fishy jobs. And Mark is going to be joining us. Mark Melnick will be joining us here at the top of the hour, next hour. And we'll be doing an hour interview with Mark. We're going to be talking about the show and what he's learned here in the Chesapeake Bay area. Yeah, he actually did some striper fishing, and he's going to be talking to us about that kind of stuff. But Mark Melnick will be here, and we're looking forward to talking to him. Oh, you don't get the World Fishing Network? What? Comcast doesn't offer it? Well, we'll give you a way to get in touch with Comcast, and we'll talk about that. And I think Mark's going to give away a couple pair of sunglasses, too. Yeah, his great sponsor, sunglass sponsor, is going to be helping us out with a couple of prizes. So get ready to dial and answer your questions here at the top of the next hour. Meantime, you'll just have to listen to me prattle on. So, yep, Mark Melnick coming up next hour, World Fishing Network, worldfishingnetwork.com, if you'd like to go get a little preview of what you're going to be looking at or what you're going to be hearing. So we're looking forward to Mark. Yes, indeed. All right. Any calls? I don't think we've had a call this morning. Let's take a couple calls. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. We'd love to hear from you. Now is the time. There we go. Phones are ringing now. That's good. That's good. Glad to hear it. And let's see. Ah, I just got an email from a listener. He loves his app on his cell phone, on his smartphone. I just bought one this week. I just bought a smartphone, smarter than me. But the app is called TuneIn. If you're listening, if you want to listen anytime to the Outdoors and Radio Show, TuneIn app is locked in on AM radio, and we are on WCBM 680, of course. right here on your dial. And this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. And I just got an email from a listener who said, tune in, T-U-N-E-I-N is great. And this is about the second or third guy I've heard from. I want to thank my buddy John up in York, Pennsylvania for cluing us in on TuneIn. So we just heard from another fellow here that says the app is great and it's crystal clear. So here we go. Richard in Glen Burnie. Morning, Richard. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Did you see an article about banning a bill to ban ammunition in New Jersey?
Wouldn't surprise me. No, I didn't. What kind of ban?
Totally banning handgun ammunition and other ammunition. They said that the way the bill was written in this article that it could even come down to banning BBs and airsoft.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah, I have no doubt. It'll hopefully be defeated. Who knows, though? Christie is, he's not exactly a friend of gun owners there in New Jersey, you know? I mean, I don't know if you knew that or not. I mean, he's allowed to bear. Oh, that snuck up on me. Sorry, Richard. He allowed the bear season to go forward, but I don't know if he's a big pro gun guy or not. I don't think he is.
I'm thinking everybody isn't anymore.
Ah, well, that's true. Yeah, we'll be talking with some folks here shortly and talking to you about the some of the bills in the General Assembly here. Some are getting ready to drop next week. That'll be interesting because we've got a couple bills ready to drop that involve natural resources, fishing, and hunting that haven't yet. And we'll bring that information to you just as soon as we can. I mean, I've heard about them. I have an idea what's going on, but I can't really break it to you yet because of the sensitivity and the fact that the bill hasn't dropped yet. Some of the details are being worked out as we speak. So. But no, I did not hear about that bill in New Jersey. I'll certainly take a look at that. I mean, do you have any other specifics on it other than that, or where did you hear about it?
I saw it on Alex Jones' website, the InfoWars, but they had links to a paper and to the NRA that was backing up what he said about it. So.
Oh, really? The NRA had it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll pull the NRA website up here. I was just at the NRA show last weekend over in Frederick, and not much was said about it there, but I wasn't exactly totally into that. So,
yeah, this was the beginning of the week. I know it was after the weekend when I saw it. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll take a look at it, so we will. Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to the NRA ILA. That's the Institute for Legislative Action, ILA, the lobbying arm of the National Rifle Association. Going there now. Let's see if you can hang with me just for a minute. What do you think of this fast and furious testimony? Our Attorney General. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're covering it with enough sugar and spice that you couldn't tell what kind of cake was underneath of it. I mean, it's just a big joke to hear that guy, hear somebody talk, because if that was us in our job, you know, we'd have been fired last year. But everybody's getting paid sitting around talking about it.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Let's see. I'm looking at legislation. Let's see, Virginia, one gun a month legislation. In Virginia, first anti-gun bill out of the 2012 legislative shoot in Hawaii, Oregon, Arizona. Let's see what else it's got here. Select your state. Let's see what it says here about New Jersey.
Somebody was, I seen somewhere, was talking about a bill that Obama was putting forth trying to take all our guns. And for some reason, the number 1899 comes into my head, but I don't know.
Well, if you're reading something on the Internet that people are forwarding and passing around,
right?
Just go to Snopes.com or somewhere and here you go. New Jersey Assembly Committee puts a hold on the ammo ban. Thanks to the overwhelming number of phone calls and emails from dedicated NRA members, I'm sure, and others. But, you know, it's the NRA website. What are they going to say? The New Jersey Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee decided to hold Assembly Bill 588 for further study. While this fight is not over, this is a big win for gun owners in the Garden State. During the hearing on Monday, Assembly Bill 1013 passed in the Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee with amendments that attempt to address gun owner concerns and has been referred to the Assembly Appropriations Committee, where further amendments may occur. And you can get all this on the NRAILA website that keeps up its eye on legislation in all the states. What do you think? So they put it on, basically put the thing on hold and referred it back to committee, which could be a good thing. It could die there.
Good.
Yeah, good. Darn right. Let's see what they say from Maryland. And we'll have our buddy on from Maryland Shall Issue here very shortly and see what he has to say. Let's see. What do we got here in Maryland? This Thursday, February 2nd, Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Senate Bill 64. Require the Secretary of State on March 5th to register. Oh, notify register. Yeah, okay. Looks like a lot of things got put up, but I don't see anything threatening, at least on the NRA website yet. So, you know, we don't have anything like we did last year. But bills haven't all dropped yet in the General Assembly, so I think we have till the 10th or 11th of next week to get that done. So stay tuned.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Richard. Bye-bye. Have a good day. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Hey, Bobby Hawkins. Talked to him the other day. Bay Linux Glen Burnie now offers Linux protection that comes to you. The Bay Linux mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site. Apply the correct Linux consumer, commercial, or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your buckets, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. You know what? Linux materials are environmentally friendly. Imagine now. Truck pulls up, there for an hour or two, coats whatever you need coated, and away he goes. Nice. Right at your house, right at your farm, right at your job site. Now, you can also protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linux spray-on bed liner. Or you can also prolong the life of your equipment, as I just mentioned. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex spray-on floor coating, which is great stuff. Stop by or give Bay Linux at Glen Burnie a call, located 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online, baylinux.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call. Write this number down, 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners. Hey, the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation is packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott, just off I-83 exit 20A at Shawan Road East. Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohr from Bear Country, Alaska, and Brian Martin are just a few of the personalities you can meet. Now, the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo also offers silent auctions and live auctions. Listen to this. With chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items, a Pennsylvania elk tag, a bighorn sheep, and desert bighorn sheep tags are up for auction, as well as hunting adventures around the world. You want a darter rhino? You can bid on it at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo, the Hunt Valley Marriott, Thursday through Saturday, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Visit www.ecfnaws.org or just Google Wild Sheep Foundation. Easier yet, go to ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the logo for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Over 1,200 exhibitors for the true sportsman. Check out the latest in gear, tackle, and techniques, including more gun manufacturers, two full archery halls, and hundreds of fishing items. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's Wake Up Call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, that's enough. Talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I would like to know your comments about the rats that they are trying to save and protect. And I think some of those people should have been in Korea in the 50s when rats would eat the toes off of children. And when the Inner Harbor was built, the wharf rats moved into Baltimore, and you should try to get rid of them. And I'd like to know how you feel about this saving the rats.
Well, I don't like rats. When I was a kid, my father was a superintendent of a nursing home, and we had rats around the large building there that was kind of out in the country. And the rats would get in and dig down along the foundation. Occasionally we'd see one. There was a giant tunnel that brought the steam from the boiler room, which was probably 150 yards away from the building, a giant tunnel that went from the boiler room with great big steam pipes in it that supplied that big building with its steam for heat. And the rats would occasionally get in the building, and, you know, there were always ways there to try and extinguish rats, and these were big rats, and we just never liked those big old nasty looking things. So that's my early experience with them. Didn't like them then, like them less now. And as far as animal rights are concerned, if anybody happens to be listening that's an animal rights activist that believe that rats have rights, well, you can take that thought and stick it in your pipe. And, go from there. I think this is an insane, law that says that the DC exterminators have to, be humane to rats that they capture in the district. And, you know, Pat McDonough, who has airtime here, Baltimore County delegate, he wants to put a law in that says don't bring them to Maryland. So I guess Virginia's going to have to deal with it, or here's what I would do. To be honest with you, I would use it as an education process for the rats, Charles. I think what I would do would be, if I've got a cage full of rats, I think I would try and take those rats to the next level, and, you know, teach them how to swim. You know, I mean, leave them in the cage and see how long they can hold their breath. What do you think?
I think that the rats should be eliminated. In fact, New York 50-60 years ago said if they could keep the rats down to the population of New York, which was about 10 million then,
yeah,
that they would feel good. You should go down in the subway.
No thanks.
In New York and look at some of those gigantic rats that run around down there.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hamden has had a terrible time. When Superfresh moved in on 40th Street, all that was a field. It was a milk place.
Yeah.
One of those milk places. And hey. I think it was Green Spring Dairy.
Yeah.
And those rats, gigantic ones that had lived in those places for 10 years, all moved into Hamden.
Nice.
And my father owned Parkville Pharmacy for about 50 years.
Right.
And those when they built that shopping center out in Parkville, all those rats moved in, and my father was constantly catching the rats. They were gigantic.
Yes, indeed. And, hey, Charles?
I wondered how you felt about it.
I hate rats. You know, they can kill every one of them. I don't think there's any useful purpose for a rat, to be honest with you. Hold on a minute there, Charles. Gary wants to weigh in on this one. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good now that I'm almost finished my first coffee.
Oh, good. Good for you. What's up?
Nobody seems to get it. I haven't read the bill myself, but what I have heard is that rats, mice, and other vermin are excluded from that. Nobody wants to save any damn rats.
Oh, that's no fun.
Well,
that's no fun.
Well, I know, but
it's not fun it's not fun to talk about it if they're not included.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what it's meant for. I think it's things like foxes and stuff, you know, animals that you will find in places like Rock Creek Park. And,
Yeah.
But rat. Nobody wants to save a rat.
Well, I have a question. If you got a fox,
even the goofy people in D.C. don't want.
Now wait a minute. If you got a fox in Rock Creek Park, what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with that, but I know it doesn't include rats.
Yeah. But, I mean, if a fox is already in Rock Creek Park, why would you want to catch it? Because they're just going to take it out to Rock Creek. They're going to take it out to Rock Creek Park and let it loose.
Maybe somebody thinks they could endanger people who are wandering around Rock Creek Park. I don't know.
Well, I don't. If people who would want to protect the animals, don't you think they just want to let them roam around in their own natural environment? See, here's what I think. Here's what I think, Gary. Let me tell you what I think, okay? I think some politician got their nose out of joint for some reason or another, some activist, and, you know, proposed this bill. And I think it's getting, as a lot of stuff does, it got an emotional attachment to it, and it's got blown all out of proportion. Here's what I think. I think that if you've got any of the rabies vector species, raccoons, foxes, skunks, possums, groundhogs, you capture them in and around a human population, like a populated area like Washington, D.C., that could be acting suspiciously or stupid enough to get caught, I think that we have enough of those species around, enough representatives of those species in the wild that those particular individuals have stepped over the line, and it's time for them to go. And I'm not a big advocate of taking rabies vector species out and releasing them into the wild, so they can roam around and die out in the wild and infect other species. But you know, I'm not. And if rats are part of that, you know, that's fine. But you know, I think this whole thing got blown way out. And I don't know if McDonald's just jumping on the bandwagon or if he sees something in there that could possibly lead to him thinking that the rats could come here.
Well, it sounds like nobody has read the whole bill.
Have you?
That's what I understood from what I heard.
Oh, but you heard, but you haven't read the whole bill either. Then is that what you said?
No, I haven't. But what I did hear was that rats and vermin and obvious things like that. are excluded.
We actually covered this a couple weeks ago. So, yeah. and the one of the representatives from the district said the same thing that you're saying. So, who knows? But it's fun to talk about on the radio, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Bye, bye, Charles.
If you're in the Orient, they eat them, and I will never eat a rat.
Really?
Yeah, they find it a delicacy. They shish kebab them.
Gross. Charles, you never cease to amaze me. Thank you very much for the call.
And thank you for being on the air.
I don't think you're going to see that recipe in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But I do know that you can fish for them, and a little piece of shrimp or something on a line, and toss it out in the back alley behind the bar. I mean, you got to get drunk enough to do that, but put a chicken wing or, or half a shrimp on a fishing hook, toss it out there in the alley, see what comes along. Rat fishing, yeah. Maybe I'll see if there's a rat fishing. Let's see. RATF. You can Google anything. You know that? It's absolutely amazing. Look at that. Rat fishing. Rat fishing lures. Rat fishing Baltimore. Rat fishing 101. Rat fishing baits. All Google. Oh, look at this. There's a YouTube video from 2006 called BARF. B-A-R-F. Baltimore Area Rat Fishing on YouTube. There is a annual rat fishing event. How to go rat fishing. The rat men of Baltimore go rat fishing. Oh, good grief. Okay. Enough on the rats. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for you to tell me, not for me to tell you about my buddy Sean Mann. Hey, goose season lasts till, March 3rd, I think, here in the resident population area. Well, now is also a good time to go pick up an Eastern Shoreman goose call and learn how to call for next season. That's right. Learn how to call for next season. You can spend all spring, all summer, driving around in your truck, blowing your goose call. That's how you learn to do it. You can pick up the little DVD or CD, stick it in your radio, and listen to how it goes. And then you can practice going down the road. There is no law against blowing a goose call while driving in Maryland. Just don't text while you're doing it. You got one hand on the goose call, maybe two hands on the goose call, your knees on the steering wheel. You're trying to text. It doesn't work. But you can just learn how to use that goose call. I would seriously be careful if you're learning how to blow a goose call. That's for sure. But Sean Mann became world goose calling champion in 1985 and developed his call in that time frame. Actually caused a revolution in the goose call industry called the long call revolution. The Eastern Shoreman is a great goose call. It can reproduce all the sounds of a Canada goose, and we invite you to visit the website www.seanmann.com or call the company at 800-345-4539. That's 800-345-4539. Learn all you can learn about the full line of the Eastern Shoreman goose calls, the Sean Mann goose calls, the duck calls, the goose calls, even the snow goose calls. Snow goose season goes on till April, I think, sometime. So check it out online, seanmann.com or 800-345-4539. Maybe you can even book a trip to go to Hunt Canada with Sean. All right.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to John in Brooklyn Park. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
I just tuned in, but I want to say about two things. Last night I went to a sportsman's banquet down at the First Baptist Church of Prince Frederick.
Oh, and yeah, I used to support that when I was in another life.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, I got the pleasure of meeting a guy named Charles Alzheimer.
Oh, yeah. Charles was here not this past summer before. We actually promoted Charles' appearance here, so.
That was a great time last night. The food was really good, and his presentation on the whitetail, that was a really...
Yeah, he does a great job, that's for sure. No question. Yeah. Yep.
The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, when I was a kid here in Glen Burnie, they used to have a dump, you know, not the landfill. And back then, you know, you could go down to the dump and take your .22 rifle or your BB gun, and you could shoot rats.
Right.
It was a useful thing, that rat. He helped a lot of kids learn how to shoot.
Yeah, that's true. That
right.
is true. You're absolutely right on that.
You got to learn how to shoot, how to handle a gun properly. You got hit by in the back of the head by your father when you did something you weren't supposed to do. It was a good thing, you know?
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
Hey, listen, and there's one more thing. This guy, Charlie, that called in, I listen to this show in the garden called a lot of
Charles,
time.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy, isn't he?
He's an interesting man.
Yes, he has. Traveled all around the world.
Yep. All right. Well, you take care, and thanks for your show.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. All right. Coming up next, Real Fishy Jobs, Mark Melnick from the World Fishing Network. Get ready with your questions, because we're going to give some sunglasses away. So go to worldfishingnetwork.com, check it out, see if you can stump Mark with a fish question. I know he's fished at Chesapeake Bay. I'm going to talk a little bit about that and World Fishing Network. Find out how we can get World Fishing Network right here in Baltimore on Comcast. What do you think? Or your own network. All right. If you got to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.